Marianne Combs is here with
Hello.
The Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I don't appear unless that music fires. So, you know, it's like I'm suddenly summoned.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're glad I found it.
Yeah, thank
you. I had a missing arrow on my screen and I had to move the mouse wildly in order to get it. And there it was. All right.
Well,
so, hello. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Hello. You know, it's one of the things I've been really surprised about. I, in the past, have looked at spring and summer. You know, as we move into summer, it's like, oh, it's a time when arts reporters can relax a little bit. You know, the theaters, or all those big seasons sort of wind up and come to an end, and people want to be outside and enjoy the great weather. And no, evidently not anymore. Mm-hmm. There is so much going on right now, both indoors and outdoors, that I feel like I am busier than ever trying to keep track of what's going on. So here's just a sampling. You know, I've been talking a lot about in the past few weeks about what's going on at the Red Eye Theater, because they have their New Works 4-week series. The latest installment this weekend is Rehearsing Failure. And now this involves Bertolt Brecht. I have a little weak spot for Bertolt Brecht, thus, because I got to play a monologue in a Bertolt Brecht play in high school. It was my little thing. So now whenever I see him in his big round eyeglasses, I just get a little weepy. Okay. So it's going to be part conceptual rock concert, part experimental docudrama. Bertolt Brecht rehearses his final show, a remount of The Life of Galileo. As he does, he is haunted by his ex-girlfriends, who have come back to make certain he looks at the contradictions in his politics, his art, and his life. And they're billing it as a staged concept album.
I don't know. I'm glad to hear your enthusiasm about this, because whenever I hear conceptual rock concert, I do get a little worried.
Are you familiar with the work of Annie Enneking? Annie and the Bang Bang, local band?
I know the name. I don't know the work, but I've certainly seen the name.
Yeah, she's an actress / musician, and she's at the heart of this production. And I think it's going to be quite fun.
Cool.
So yeah, and it's got a great cast along with it. So I'm excited about this one. You know.
And again, this is where.
Yeah, where can
this,
we see that?
Red Eye Theater.
Oh, that's okay, right.
Yeah,
Red
yeah.
Eye Theater.
Yes, whose motto is "Life's better with a little theater."
Oh,
I love that.
It is. That's a truism.
My theater is my theater. My motto is "More theater, less drama."
That's good.
That's very nice too. Those are words to live by for all of us, don't you think?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. More theater. Here we go. This is at the Old Arizona Cafe. Hero Cycle is a show that started out as a fringe production that was very popular. It take Evel Knievel and Joseph Campbell.
What?
Yeah, So it's looking at the notion of Evel Knievel as a mythic hero. And what does it mean to be a mythic hero? And it's basically, you know, going on this amazing quest in pursuit of something and not letting anything stand in your way. And you know, leaving everything, sacrificing other things in order to pursue your quest. In this case, he was constantly making a longer jump. Steve, you look very contemplative.
No, I'm trying to think of what exactly the sort of archetype would be that Evel Knievel would be the embodiment of.
Because, oh, wow.
Because he did a lot of, because, you know, he failed a lot of the time.
Well, exactly.
And
but
so,
he keeps getting back up.
Right.
And so he keeps, you know, we went from failure with Bertolt Brecht, you know, he keeps going back and jumping again. He keeps saying, oh, no, this is my last jump. And then the next thing you know, he's going out and he's jumping again.
Mm-hmm.
And he sacrifices
and
his marriage.
And breaking half the bones in his body. Yeah,
exactly. And his wife ends up leaving him, his first wife, after,
sure.
You know, because of all this. So, but it's his thing. And, you know, you draw connections between him and sort of military and war, because he's like, I'm doing this for the soldiers and to inspire them to get up again. And
you
know, so there's this really interesting notion of, you know, what does it mean to be a hero? How does he fit this sort of heroic image? And then, of course, there's a lot of crashing on stage.
Is there?
Yes. So there's
awesome.
There are a lot of jumps, and there's a lot of aerialism, and there's all sorts of different. There are aerialists floating through the sky. So you have all these different things being played on. And again, I would say your favorite word of the day, conceptual, but very cool to look at the notions of what it means to be a hero. And I ended up having a great conversation with Eric Hoover, who's at the heart of this production, talking about what it means to be a hero. And, you know, well, are you a hero if you end up abandoning your wife and kids over this? And he's like, you don't need to be a good person to be a hero in the mythic
story.
That's
profound, isn't it?
Yeah. It's about your persistence on a single vision, which sort of changed my whole notion of what I think of as a hero. So
that
was
interesting. Yeah. All right. So, and that, again, is taking place...
That is at the Old Arizona Cafe, and it opens tomorrow and runs through Saturday, June 29th. So you got 2 weekends of productions to go see. And
good
it's... Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting.
And one more. Sounds action-packed.
Action-packed.
Okay.
Give one more for us real
one
quick.
One more.
Okay, last one is Secret City, Festival for the Imagination.
Oh,
this
yes.
is on Saturday. It's sort of a 6:30 or 6 o'clock till 10:30 p.m. There's a bunch of stuff going on at the Minneapolis Convention Center Plaza, the Sculpture Garden and Basilica of St. Mary area, and also the Midtown Greenway. There are going to be all sorts of artists. It's sort of like an early evening Northern Spark.
It's
kind of
it's not all night.
No, it's just 6 to 10:30
Might be more my speed.
Yeah, and then it features Mimi, which is this new Minneapolis interactive macro mood installation.
All right, now tell us how this works, because I've seen things about this. It's like a giant balloon thing.
Okay.
That's like it reflects collective mood somehow.
Here's
how does this
the
work?
Deal. Okay. It is aggregating. They've put in, I think, like. I forget how many, it was like 4,000 different words that they are searching Twitter for. And based on knowing the location of where people are tweeting from, you know, you can now tell, you can tell everything, but you can, you know, if the people are you saying, here I am in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or just the geotag on their tweet, they are searching for these 4,000 words that sort of are mood qualifiers. So based on Twitter, everything coming through Twitter, they are aggregating all this and they're figuring out, okay, what's the mood of Minneapolis right now?
Uh-huh.
And so if it's a cool color, that means it's, you know, not feeling so good. If it's a warm color, oh yeah, we're positive. We're much more positive.
We're fired up.
Yeah. So it's tweet happy, people. That's all I got to say is if, you know, you can go and hang out underneath this cloud. And during the day, they actually have sort of a misting water coming out of this cloud. So you can interact and cool off if you want to. Mm-hmm. But at night, you can really see how it's lit up.
Oh,
and where is this? Yeah. Has it been in one place or is it moving
around?
It is
in one place. It is in the Convention Center Plaza area. So over by the Convention Center
down on,
is it Brand? And you know, right there off of 11th and 2nd Avenue or, you know, that whole area. So you can find it. It's on just on, you know, it's underneath is the parking ramp for convention center. So that's it. But yeah, it's a big mood cloud. And it's about getting people to think about what's going on in the digital world and having it actually influence behavior in the real world.
A feedback loop, as it were.
More concept. It's all
right.
Concept.
Hey, no, I'm not against conceptual anything. It was the conceptual presentation of a rock concert that I was a little like, where is that actually fun, or is it just the concept of fun that we get
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you very much, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
As always. The Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog, which you can catch over at mprnews.org. We'll see you next time.